Rocco 10.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, good morning, America. Jim Brown here. We're broadcasting from deep in the deepest southern state of Louisiana, but we're talking to listeners all over America about how your week has been, what happened news-wise throughout the week. A little fun, a little serious business. Spend this next 2 hours with me on this Sunday morning, kind of getting caught up on some of the good, some of the bad, some of the ugly, and some of the smiling activities out there. Got a good show today. Got a few guests I want you to join me on. By the way, I want to say this right off. This is a very gripping story for some of you that may be touched with this personally. At 9:30, in about 25 minutes, having my guest, Emmy Award-winning CBS News correspondent, Barry Peterson. Barry, you will recognize his face. You've seen him in so many CBS shows over many, many years. He's written a new book, and Barry's going to be on the show with me, and it's called Jan's Story. Jan was his wife. She also was a CBS News correspondent, very high profile. At 55, she got Alzheimer's disease, And Barry tells his very poignant and emotionally charged story about how he had his long goodbye as he saw her deteriorate more and more and finally lose her. Very moving story. I read it for the second time yesterday. I'll tell you, there's some points, you know, I don't get very emotional. I'm a tough old southern boy from down here, but I had some tears in my eyes about this story when he just finally said she doesn't know who I am anymore. And he's very poignant about it, very honest about it, and he'll be with me here at 9:30 live on our show. So I hope you'll stay listening and stay tuned, because it's going to be well worth it to hear Barry's interview, because every one of us could experience something like this. You may have already, and I want you to listen to Barry's story coming up here shortly. Want to fill you in on so much that's going on. My name's Jim Brown. I broadcast out of the Deep South, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. But again, we talk about issues all over the country.
You know, just wasn't for him. And the wheel. And that kind of show was his forte. Meanwhile, Woolery just seems to have a knack for being a good game show host and attaching himself to whatever the game is. It was just comfortable
to come in to you. I'll give you an example. Made a projection about LeBron James. You know, if you're not a basketball fan, this is an economic story to the tune of $1 billion. LeBron James was the great center for, he's a great power forward for the Cleveland Cavaliers, professional basketball player. A lot of suspense in the basketball and sports world. He is a free agent, which means he could sign under the rules of the National Basketball Association. He'd fulfilled his contract. He could move to some other team if he so desired, or he could stay with the same team. And so there's lots of speculation that he wanted to win the world championship. Maybe he had a better shot of doing so at some other team. Or, you know, Cleveland's a great city. And I love Cleveland. Having said that, it's not looked on as one of the high roller cities like you think of as Los Angeles or New York. And, of course, you get into the economics of this thing. A lot of people said, look, LeBron, you can sell so many jerseys and so many tennis shoes and so many special photographs in Cleveland. Think what you'll do in New York. Think what you'll do in other parts of the country. And so there was this huge bidding war on LeBron James, and he made his announcement Thursday night on an ESPN special. Took an hour for him to tell you where he was going to go. Some people criticized the way he did it. Cleveland is pretty upset today because Miami won out. And why I'm telling you all this is I sent a newsletter out Thursday morning giving my projection that in spite of the emotional tie of going back to his home, he's from Cleveland. His mother lives there. All his lifelong friends are there. I predicted that he would go to Miami. We projected that Thursday morning. Thursday night, he made his decision. And I'll tell you why I did it just in a few minutes before our next break. It came down to dollars and cents. We're going from talking from $100 million to $1 billion. And let me tell you how I analyze this. I talked to a number of folks very tied into the sports world about what the reasoning was. Here was the reasoning, that if James went to Miami, he'd have a much better chance of winning the National Basketball Association, being a champion. Now, he's looked on as the best basketball player by most in basketball today. He's already the best, but he can't win a championship in Cleveland. Miami is the place he has the best chance to win the championship. Here's what that means marketability-wise. Let's bring it home to you and I, dollar and cents-wise. He can market that worldwide. You think, well, is there that much difference in Miami versus Cleveland or New York? Maybe he'd do better to, and quite frankly, he'd do better to go to New York to market himself and sell to a huge market. But it's not New York. It's not California. It's not Miami. You know where the big bucks are? Let me tell you where the big bucks are. The big bucks that's going to make him the first sports billionaire is China. You see, the Chinese have a different mindset. They're a collective society. They're communist. They think of the team, at the whole team. So it's great that he's the superstar. But if he's the superstar and he's the champion, the world champion, that means a lot to the Chinese. That's the biggest market in the world. They say he will sell hundreds of thousands of jerseys and tennis shoes and photographs and blow-up pictures, everything related to sports you could think of. LeBron James will be able to sell in the Asian market. And the market is so big, five times the size of the United States, that we're talking about not just hundreds of millions, but $1 billion. He can well be, if he wins in Miami, the first $1 billion sports star, and that's why he went to Miami. So I don't want to divert off, but we're not a sports show right here on the Jim Brown program, but I just wanted to tell you the interesting scenario as to what his handlers, his financial investors explained to him. Look, you can have fun anywhere you go. You'll be the best probably anywhere you go, but you got to win that championship. And if you win that championship, we can start this marketing team, and there'll be 100 people on this marketing team. They'll be marketing the tennis shoes, the shorts, the jerseys, photographs. They'll probably have a LeBron James sports drink. I'm sure there will be. There'll be everything you could think of. And China, that's the big market. Should be no surprise to you and I. You go into a Walmart, 70% of everything in a Walmart comes out of China. Now, this huge consumer market, and what's happening is they're selling so many things to the U.S. that their economy is coming up. They're becoming not just a seller nation, they're a buyer nation now. And so from a consumer point of view, the whole world, Pepsi-Cola, McDonald's, all the big sellers are looking at China. So I thought that was interesting to you, not so much from the sports perspective, but from the marketing's perspective, from the economic perspective, and I just shared that with you this morning. So kind of interesting to see how sports and the big bucks come into play. And again, it's not $100 million. We're talking about $1 billion. A lot of money to be a superstar up in China. Hey, if you want to get those newsletters, you want to get my projections in advance, simple. Go to www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for my newsletter. We'll give you a weekly newsletter telling you what's on the show each week. And then when special events come up, like our projections on the LeBron James scenario, we make political projections. We do it all. We send out you that flash bulletin. And if you sign up, you will get that sent right to your mailbox. Again, you'll get that weekly newsletter, all free of charge, no cost at all. It's a big special this week. We'll do it for free. But it's free all the time. It's free all the time. So go ahead and sign up and get our regular information. That's www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, we'll take your calls to our call-in number, toll-free, 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. Jim Brown here. We're going to come on back and give you an update on this huge oil spill. So stay with me right here on the Genesis Radio Network. Jim Brown's Common Sense, right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Ron Reagan here with an important message about your health. Men, did you know your prostate can affect your quality of life? It can affect your urine flow and stream, and let's be honest, it might even affect intimacy. Don't ignore the importance of your prostate. So what do? See your doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that works with your body to support prostate health and normal urine flow. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate targeted nutrition. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-653-1866. That's 1-800-653-1866. Don't put off this important phone call. With Beta Prostate, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Call 1-800-653-1866. That's 1-800-653-1866.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, good welcome. Glad you're joining us on a lively, hot Sunday morning all over America. We try to give a weather report generally. Sometimes I do it with fun, but it's an easy one today, folks. It's hot, 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 no matter where you are, unless you're up on the mountain. Actually, I say that. You know, I've got to go up and do a little family business up in North Carolina here for a couple of days this week, and they said throw a sweater in the car. You may have some cool evenings up there. So I guess you folks from the mountain areas, with listeners out in Provo, Utah, for example, Delta, Utah, KNAK out in Delta, Utah, but it's not too hot out there right now. Spanish Fork, Utah. KHQN 1480 out in Spanish Fork, Utah. Probably not too bad out there. Now, in Jackson, Mississippi, Mike.
That's hot, hot, hot.
Oh, WPBQ, that's 1240 p.m., brother a.m., up in Jackson, Mississippi. I'll bet it's pretty hot up there right now.
Yeah, you know, we got to put a big shout-out to J.R. Smith from Monroe, Louisiana. That was our first affiliate. He's running the board right now, J.R., at WBYO.
Yes,
92.7 FM.
Right.
That's an FM signal,
that's
man.
That's right. Great signal up that way. Well, we're very pleased that more and more stations are joining the Jim Brown Common Sense Network, and the voice you're hearing is Michael King, who has a wonderful show on Saturday. His home improvement show is on right here in the same Genesis Radio Network.
Number one in the country now.
Well, that's right.
You know that, huh?
I sure know
that's
that.
That's right, yeah.
And if you're a poker player, Michael, I don't know how you do this. Michael King, folks, right here, does 3 hours in the morning on Genesis, 3 hours in the afternoon, then comes back early evening, does a poker show, which you hear right here on most of these same stations on the NFL.
And then I have to produce your show.
That's right.
You know?
Well,
wow.
Yeah, but this is kind of like
this
dessert.
This is fun, though. This is fun.
This is dessert. We've got some great listeners and a fun day. Sunday morning, we take it a little lighter because, you know, you've had a tough week, and you get on and see these news folks. Fox is ranting and raving about the Democrats, and MSNBC is ranting and raving about the Republicans. And in the middle there is CNN. Now, by the way, can I put in a plug for my kid? Y'all got to look out for your kid. My oldest daughter, Campbell Brown, hosts the Campbell Brown Hour on CNN from 7 to 8 every weeknight, Monday through Friday. That's Central Time, in the Central Time Zone, and you can adjust wherever you are. So that's my kid, and, hey, who taught who here, Mike? I'm doing radio, and she's a big national television star. But having said that, those stations are so opinionated. My kid is a little opinionated, too. She's a little bullheaded like me, Mike, but we try to lighten it up a little bit here.
Life ain't fair, man.
That's right.
Life's not fair.
And so, now, look, and here's what I say. You all, every one of my listeners, are entitled to my opinion.
That's right.
You're all entitled to my and if you agree, I'll tell you, we even make a deal here on the Jim Brown Common Sense Show. If you agree with me and you call and say you agree with me, I'll let you listen to the next hour of this show for free. You don't have to pay a thing to get our radio show right here. So, and our phone number, if you want to chime in and get it in with this crazy group right here, would be free toll-free call, 866-582-9933.
I don't know if you're looking at that email right now, but the guy wants to know, can he email me the question to us? Can we let him know the question to ask?
We sure can.
So we can put him on.
If you don't have, don't want to call on the telephone line, just email me, Jim, with my initials, jb@jimbrownusa.com. That's jb@jimbrownusa.com. Got some emails to read later on the program. Hey, a lot of you have wondered about this darn oil spill, and it's not a Louisiana issue. It's obviously a national issue that grows and grows and certainly affects, I mentioned, our listeners in Utah and up in Jackson, Mississippi, up in Schenectady, New York, wherever you happen to be. It does affect you because we're going to see the price of gas go up more and more. You're not going to be able to get the seafood that we produce, one-third of the nation's seafood from this part of the country. That won't be available at all. If it will, the prices will be sky high. I can tell you shrimp and oysters and with a few that are available are going for twice the price in restaurants in the Deep South right now. Now, I will say this to you, and there's a major campaign going on down here in Louisiana. If you go into a restaurant on the East Coast, the West Coast, or the Midwest, you're not going to have tainted seafood. Joke going on down here is that a lady goes into a restaurant and asks for some grilled fish, and she says, "I don't want it blackened." And the guy says, "That's fine, man. You want it leaded or unleaded?" So that's not a worry. They are watching that very, very closely. I eat our Louisiana seafood every day, and there's no real concern about the quality of what you get down here. That will not be an issue for you. Don't have to worry about it. But it is less available, and the nation's going to pay for it. And I don't care what you say about BP cleaning all this up. There's only so much BP can do. The National Guard being called out. The president has thousands of National Guardsmen down here. Well, of course, you're paying for that wherever you live in the country. You're paying for a good bit of this cleanup just by necessity. There's only so much this company can do when you get into law enforcement and when you bring it in the Coast Guard. The head of the U.S. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen is spending 18 hours a day, 7 days a week in the cleanup. Well, you're paying for that. You're paying for these Coast Guard ships and all this other logistics going into this. So it's going to affect you wherever you live. And, of course, the real danger that... down across the Florida tip around Key West, and then the northern wind, or the southern winds, the southern tide bringing it up the East Coast. So I talked to a friend of mine in Virginia just yesterday, and he said he was deeply concerned about the oil coming up the East Coast, and a number of people are if they don't cap this well. As we speak this morning, as we speak today, first of the 10, we're into July the 11th, July the 12th in this area right here. The well in the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico is spruing completely uncontrolled. There is no cap on it. It is going out at 100% into the Gulf of Mexico. And so now here's the reason why. There was a temporary cap where here's what was happening. This oil was coming up and being fed up in a temporary cap up to the top of the ocean. There were skimmers that were out there, a variety of vessels. In fact, we've had some cooperation from vessels from Norway and several other countries. Yeah, Michael, what'd you get? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to tell me something. So we've had these vessels coming in from a number of locations. One of these vessels is 4 football fields long. It takes a mile. You got to give it a mile range just to turn around. That's how big it is. It's skimming all this oil. Well, what's happening, they're trying to put a more permanent cap on. To do that, they've got to let the oil just spill. So as we speak, the oil is spilling wide open into the Gulf. A more permanent cap is coming down. The more permanent cap will not stop the well, but it will direct the oil in a unified way up to the top where these skimmers can then get the oil off the top. Now, and so that should take care. They think BP, the Coast Guard, others think it will cover a lot of the problem. So we'll see, and I'll talk to you some more about it in the program. Hey, we're getting right after our break. I've got Barry Peterson on. You cannot miss this interview. Barry Peterson is an award-winning journalist with CBS News. He's written a gripping emotional book called Jan's Story, his final goodbye to his wife, who has Alzheimer's, and all he went through during this very, very difficult time in his life for him, for his wife, Jan. He's been open about it, honest about it. You cannot miss this interview. Barry Peterson coming up next. Take a pause. Jim Brown. It's JimBrownUSA.com is how you get our newsletter. And full information about the show. We'll take a little pause right now. Come on back with you to have Barry Peterson on right here on the Jim Brown Common Sense Show, Genesis Radio Network. Stay with us. We still got some ways to go.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish Russian M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, folks, welcome to the show. And as I told you before our last break, we're being joined right now by Barry Peterson. He's the award-winning CBS News correspondent that I've been following for a number of years. He is a major news player on the world scene, having covered major stories all over the world. And he's written one of the most gripping books I've ever read. I read it for the second time this weekend. Barry, thanks for being on our show today.
Thank you for having me.
And I want to tell, Barry, Alzheimer's is something that I think most of our listeners really have not had personal experience with. About 5 million people in this country are affected by Alzheimer's. Were you that familiar with the disease before this tragic scenario took place with your wife?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll answer the question two ways. First, I was not. Well, of course, we all know what Alzheimer's is because it scares us so much. But secondly, I've noticed that anytime I get together in a group of like 4 to 6 people, really not much more than that, you'll find someone whose family has been touched by Alzheimer's, or they have a direct relative, or they have a good friend. For a disease that's less than 2% of the population, as you point out, not that big, a surprisingly large number of people have been affected by it.
Now, most of the time we think of Alzheimer's affecting someone, you know, it's grandpa who gets to be 85 and all of a sudden loses his focus and his memory. We think of it as someone that affects older people. But your wife, Jan, was struck at a very early age, wasn't she?
She was 55 when she was diagnosed. And when we look back, I think the symptoms really started, I say 15 years earlier, that's when she's 40. But, you know, doctors say they have cases of Alzheimer's that begin with people in their 30s. But more frightening is the sense that it starts so much earlier than we finally diagnose it. One researcher told me the other day, perhaps as many as 50 years before diagnosis, the process of the brain clogging up is underway.
From what you've read in your research, is there any explanation as to why someone gets Alzheimer's, or is it more like cancer where you just don't know?
No cause known, no cure currently available. And, you know, the scientific research even says there's no way to prevent it. Diet, exercise, a million crossword puzzles doesn't seem to make a difference. And here's the even more frightening thing. The single biggest risk factor for Alzheimer's is just getting old. At age 85, of those people who reach age 85, almost half will have Alzheimer's. And in my mind, what that means is the other half will have to take care of them, will become caregivers. Okay. I'm here.
Free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-953-9790. That's 800-953-9790. 800-953.
Okay, we back on, Barry? Barry, you
yes,
there?
Yes, sir. I'm with you.
Okay, I'm sorry. We had a little technical problem there, but we're back on. And just telling our listeners about the fact we're talking about this huge problem Alzheimer-wise. Barry, let me ask you this if I can. This is a very personal, intimate, difficult problem for any family to go through, and I guess the natural reaction is to share it with your friends, but particularly, I mean, you're a high-profile individual who has a national standing. What made you make the decision to go public as you have in your book?
People say, why did you write the book, Jan's Story? And sometimes they'll say it's more like your story, like Barry's story. I wrote the book for two very straightforward reasons. One, this process of caregiving for a person with Alzheimer's is a lonely, solitary job. Your world shuts down. The statistics show that Alzheimer's caregivers die sooner, in many cases, than the person that they're taking care of. And the second reason is Jan is a wonderful, vibrant, vivacious, was an accomplished woman. I couldn't let all of that just fade away into the mist of Alzheimer's. And so I wrote this book, Jan's Story.
Barry Peterson has joined me. He's the award-winning columnist and correspondent for CBS News. The book is called Jan's Story, available at your bookstores right now. I've read it twice, and Barry, my daughter read it and told me, she called me and said, Dad, I just broke down in tears on a number of occasions. My daughter's Campbell Brown, who is on CNN each Monday through Friday from 7 to 8, and she called me last night when she heard we're having you on the show and said it was just one of the most emotional experiences she'd ever gone through. Barry, Jan was a very special woman in her own right. I mean, she was also a news correspondent, wasn't she?
She was. She had worked her way up through the television business and local TV. When CBS moved us overseas in 1986, she worked for CBS Radio, and then we moved to Moscow. She worked for radio and TV. She did pieces for Sunday Morning. In London, she worked for your daughter's network, for CNN, doing stuff in their business unit. So she was a bright, accomplished, smart person. And, you know, it's one of the really, truly frightening things that many of the people who have Alzheimer's are people who are smart, scientists, journalists, writers. So we like to think sometimes that if we exercise our brain, if we work hard doing crossword puzzles or things like that, we can fend this disease off. And in fact, there is no evidence of that. And if anything, Jan is proof that it's just the opposite.
Barry, you're giving a portion of the proceeds from your book to the Alzheimer's Association. What is your perception of what is happening nationally? Are there some major efforts to study the cause and effect of Alzheimer's?
There is. And, you know, one of the interesting things has to do, oddly enough, with mice. You know, we can't take apart people's brains in the process. And one of the horrible things is after Jan was diagnosed, a doctor said to me, but of course, we won't know for sure until she dies. I'm thinking, dies? And they do an autopsy because the ability to diagnose Alzheimer's doesn't exist yet, not in reality. So what they're trying to do, I've been to an institute in, of all places, Great Falls, Montana, the McLaughlin Research Institute, where they're using mice brains, replicate our brains, to see what they can do and understand about Alzheimer's. And they're they're challenging some of our basic assumptions. But the reality is it's a complicated disease. We don't know what causes it. We don't know what causes many diseases, but this one especially, no idea why it starts, no idea who it chooses.
Well, it's a marvelous book, and it's a difficult book. It's a challenging book, and I think it's a must-read. And, Barry, I really appreciate your spending some time with us this morning with all of our listeners. It's called Jan's Story. I guess, Barry, that you can get it all online. You can go to Amazon.com or to your local bookstore and ask for it. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. Yeah, you can get it anywhere. And I thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Well, good luck to you in your future endeavors. We look forward to following you. And, again, thanks for so much for spending some time with us on this special Sunday morning because of this really difficult problem that you've addressed in this book. Thanks a lot, Barry.
Thank you, sir.
Barry Peterson, he's the award-winning CBS News correspondent. His wife was also with CBS, a major news correspondent. And after a wonderful relationship together, he lost her to Alzheimer's. I'll tell you what, he is brutally honest about his feelings, about his own personal concerns, the highs and the lows of how he dealt with this issue. As he says, many caregivers end up passing away before the person they're caring for because of the emotional strain they have on Alzheimer's. I'll tell you, it really tore me up, but I'm so pleased I read the book. I've read it twice. It's called Jan's Story. Barry Peterson, get it off Amazon or get it at your local bookstore. I would really urge you to read it, not only if you know someone that has Alzheimer's, but what may happen in the future, because they say in a matter of another 15 years, 20 million Americans will have Alzheimer's. It's something that's going to touch every one of us, folks. Urge you to read it. Hey, Jim Brown right here on Jim Brown Common Sense Radio Network. We're here with Genesis. We're taking your calls. Our email is coming up soon, so I'll tell you. So stay tuned.
Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This message is brought to you by the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. Consumer suggestions when hiring a contractor. Number one, hire only Louisiana State licensed or registered contractors. An occupational license is not a Louisiana State license or registration. Number two, verify contractor license or registration number on the website. Only licensed or registered contractors will appear on the website. Number three, get at least three bids on the work to be performed and get a written contract. Number four, pay 10% down or $1,000, whichever is less, and never pay cash. Number five, don't make a final payment until you are satisfied with the job. Remember, only hire a Louisiana State licensed or registered contractor to protect your construction project. For contractor license or registration verification, please visit the website at www.lsldc.louisiana.gov. Click on Find a Contractor, or you can call 1-800-256-1392.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the Southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
G-C-N.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
I'm thinking a little bit today, and a little thinkology going on here. You know, Jim Brown program, JimBrownUSA.com, our website. We're here to help and counsel you. And you know, if you're dejected and want the next step towards recovery, well, you call me on the radio. That's what we're here for. Our phone number, 866-582-9933. It's a toll-free line. Again, 866-582-9933. And we got to guarantee this program. If you're not satisfied, Mike, you and I say this. Mike's my producer. If you're not satisfied, then you get the next hour of the show free. How can you possibly pass up that kind of guarantee? It's a great guarantee for you. And right now I want to talk about great story out in Arizona. You know, Arizona is a very controversial state. They got the immigration problems. We may talk about those in the second half of this show. They got more going on out there in Arizona than you can shake a stick at. All kinds of controversy. Now the latest controversy are lion burgers. You're ready to eat a lion burger? There is a restaurant out in the Phoenix area, and it's called El Viano Restaurant. It's in Mesa, Arizona, right out of Phoenix. They're serving burgers made with African lion meat. That's right. I think they did it in a nod to the South African from South Africa because of the World Cup going on out there. And so they started the lion burgers. They say that reservations are sold out. There's a waiting list for tables of 100 or more every day. They just cannot sell enough lion burgers. They've got a supplier that raises this game meat to be sold. And, of course, it's very controversial. A lot of the animal rights groups say, well, you shouldn't be eating lions. I mean, gosh, that's just not right. That's not the thing you ought to be doing. Now, look, folks, you can't get much sympathy from my producer, Michael King, and from me on eating a lion because we live down in South Louisiana. Mike, what's your rule?
Well, I tell you what, if you can catch it and kill it, we're going to eat it.
Okay, that's the rule. If you can catch it and kill it, we're going to eat it. And let me just elaborate what Mike is saying. And, I understand that if you live, our listeners up in Nebraska, for example, you don't have quite the choices. You could do pheasant hunting up there, and I love to eat pheasant. And you can find some ducks, and there's some deer up there. You just don't have the choice. We're down here where obviously you have those same choices, lots of ducks. But we eat fish galore. You can imagine the fish we eat. But then some of the exotic game, as Mike can say it, if you can kill it, we will eat it. How about alligator? An alligator tasted like a chicken, a little bit like a chicken.
Twins of chicken and a pork chop.
That's right. So, yes, a lot of alligator meat is down here. I think either the first or second state that harvests more alligators. I've gone alligator hunting with my son. And you know how you catch an alligator? Mike, you ever gone alligator hunting? I have, and what they do, they take a great big hook. I mean, it's a big hook, maybe a foot long. They put maybe a chicken, an uncooked chicken. They'll set it about 2 feet above the water and put it on a rope that's tied to a tree, and the rope has some slack in it. Then you leave for the night, and you put this over a stream where you think they're alligator. Well, the next day, if you come back and that rope is taut, you know that gator is going to come up there and grab that chicken, that raw chicken, and that hook is set down in its stomach. Then you pull it up and you shoot it with a .22, and that's how you alligator hunt down here.
Well, you remember when you was in public office in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, where Sheriff Lee used to hold his annual wild game supper. You remember that?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Well, you and I went there on a number of occasions.
Yeah, elk, moose, man, they had it. They had everything. I tell you.
And I'll tell you.
I tasted it. It's all good.
A big product they're trying to push down here. I don't want to turn you folks off, but Nutria. Now, I hate to tell you this, Nutria is a big rat. But apparently some folks brought them in from South America about 100 years ago, just a couple pair. And this pair mated, and now we got Nutria all over the place. The Nutria fur are valuable. They use it for the skin, and they're using it for the meat down here. So, as Michael said, we eat about anything. We're not that concerned about the lion meat. If you're turned off and don't think you'd like to eat lion meat, or you're concerned about eating animals like that, well, call me. We'll get you
more
to talk.
We'll just make a jambalaya, a lion meat jambalaya.
Well, that's,
with sausage andouille sausage.
Put it all in there. Our line, phone number, 866-582-9933. Free call in if you want to express your opinions about this lion burger. I'll tell you a great story, by the way. Two stories to tell you. A lot of you may not have heard of our governor down here, Jimmy Davis. Jimmy Davis served for several terms of governor, first term back in the 1940s. I happen to be a friend of Governor Davis's because my little office where I practice law in a little town of Faraday, Louisiana, which you may not have heard of, but you'll know some of the infamous people out of Faraday, Jerry Lee Lewis, Reverend Jimmy Swaggart, Howard K. Smith, the newscaster, General Claire Chennault of the Fighting Tigers fame.
Mickey Gilley,
country singer of the year a couple of years back, all came out of Faraday. So, in any event, Faraday is halfway between the state capitol and Governor Davis's farm, and as he would drive back and forth through, he'd want a cup of coffee. He'd always stop by my office to get a cup of coffee. And one day, I said, Governor, what you fixing for supper tonight? He says, Jim, I got me a coon. I'm going to have coon for supper. I says, Governor, how do you cook a coon? That's a raccoon he's talking about for you folks. He'd say, well, someone treed that coon and shot it and gave it to me, got it all cleaned up. He says, what you do, you take that coon, you clean it up good, take all the musk out from under the arms and clean it all up good. You boil it in boiling water for 12 hours.
Wow.
12 hours you boil that, and then you slice it in little individual pieces, and you fry that meat.
Wow.
And that's how you cook a coon. So,
wow.
And one more story to share with you. I give speeches throughout the country, but I was giving a local speech down in deep South Louisiana a few months ago. I also have a publishing company, had a book I was helping stir up some interest in, and coming back from the speech to a local Rotary Club here, and I came across a bridge, and there was a little country store, typical country store like we have all over America. You all have these small country stores. Well, I'm there with this little country store, and went in to get a cold drink. It was a hot spring afternoon, and there's a fellow out in the front porch with a great big pot cooking something. And I said, hey there, friend, what you cooking? And he recognized me from my time in public life. He said, well, Brother Brown, I'm cooking me up a gumbo. I said, well, that's wonderful. And as Michael King has told you, we throw anything in a gumbo. And I says, what kind of gumbo are you cooking up? He says, I got me a hot gumbo. And I kind of rolled my eyes, and like I say, we didn't even get a hawk gumbo in there. And I says, well, if you don't mind me asking, what does that taste like? And without blinking, he says, not like an owl gumbo. Not like an owl gumbo. Oh, give me a break. So, as Michael King says, if you can kill it, we'll cook it in a gumbo.
Didn't you have a cookbook when you ran for office and when you was trying to raise funds? You had a cookbook.
I do.
A duck gumbo? What was that? Duck stew?
It was called the Jim Brown World Famous Squirrel Stew.
That's what it was.
And other country recipes. And if you'd like a copy of the cookbook, you go to our website, jimbrownusa.com. There is a link on the right side. This is the Lisburn Press. That's my little press. If you click the Lisburn Press, you can order that cookbook. And it's a great cookbook for any kind of game recipe. I mentioned duck and pheasant and any kind of seafood. All those things that no matter where you live in America, if you're up in Utah, gosh, the great fishing up there for salmon and for trout and wonderful things to eat up there in Utah. Jackson, Mississippi, we've got some listeners up in Jackson here this morning. Several of them emailed us already. They're at WPBQ. That's 12:40 a.m. up in Jackson. Of course, they like the big bass fishing. Like, they got a couple of huge lakes up there in Jackson. You catch the bass, and there's nothing wrong with eating the bass. Some people don't really like a bass. You got to season that a little bit more. And that's the beauty of living in this part of the country. You can go on websites and put Louisiana seasoning in, and you will find the great chefs like Emeril Lagasse and Paul Prudhomme and John Foles, all these chefs that make their seasonings available. What we find is you can take something like a bass out of a freshwater lake that I think is a little bland, quite frankly. Put the seasoning on there, and oh, it will take marvelous. It'll be marvelous. The folks out in San Francisco would do well to get some of the seasoning because they've got some of the finest, freshest seafood in the world. But it's got no taste to it. They don't know how to put a little seasoning on there. And so I find when I go up the East Coast and we've got listeners all up and down the East Coast and get those Maine lobster. Now, they season their food better on the East Coast than they do on the West Coast. I don't know what the problem is on the West Coast, and I'm sure it's just a natural state and natural taste you grow up with. But you can take some fairly bland seafood or even some of the meat out there. You can take they got a lot of deer out west, and we hunt deer here, but you season it up right, it can be very, very tasty to you. So I share that. Again, if you like my cookbook, go to jimbrownusa.com, hit the link, the Lisburn Press, which is my little press, if you're interested in ordering that cookbook. And I got a new one coming out here in about another month or so, an updated version of that Jim Brown's world-famous squirrel stew and other country recipes. Hey, you're listening to Jim Brown. This is the Jim Brown Common Sense Show. Our website, if you want to sign up for regular emails and updates about the show, is simply www.jimbrownusa.com. Go to my website. You'll have some fun checking it all out. We're going to take a little break for the top of the hour. Come right back here on
Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.